Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So, Jonathan, where are we headed this week?
The Ponte.
That's in the old Terrine space in Beverly Grove?
It is.
And who is the chef of record?
The chef of record, though it must be admitted I've never actually seen him there, is Scott Conant.
So we're talking about that amazing plate of spaghetti with tomato sauce.
It is funny that a chef who's had at least a 20-year career in the United States and has had all the usual accolades is best known for a plate of spaghetti with tomato sauce, but there you have it.
I remember he was coming to the show once, and I was interviewing him on the occasion of a cookbook that he had published, and I went to have that sauce when Scarpetta was still open in L.A., and I was quite skeptical, of course. And it blew me away. I almost ordered it again as soon as I finished.
And a lot of people think of it as the $24 plate of spaghetti and tomato sauce. Though at the Ponte, it's $22 plate of spaghetti and tomato sauce. So I suppose that's progress for mankind. It's a well-cooked, slightly al dente strand of pasta. Almost everybody will make a tomato sauce, I think, from canned tomatoes because the consistency is so much better. But I think even at times of year, unlike this one, where tomatoes aren't so great, he'll use fresh tomatoes and just like a little bit of can in order to have the consistency be there. It's cooked down nicely. The flavor of the basil is really forward. And I think that's because he just folds in a little basil oil at the end, right?
I think so. When I've watched them from the perch near the kitchen, it seems that they have basil oil in a squirt bottle.
It's finished as almost nobody would suggest, with a big slug of butter and Parmesan. And it's not like put on at table. It's part of the emulsion. It's finished in the pan.
Yeah, so good. So we're not just going to this restaurant for a plate of pasta, are we?
Well, you could. But there's grilled octopus. You can get a plate of meatballs. There's like yellowfin tartare. There's squash blossom pizza and a citrus and fennel salad. It's California food with that sort of Italian overlay. When you order a drink, the waiter will sort of nudge you towards a Negroni flight.
Oh, I like that.
They're tiny Negronis and sort of, you know, like grandma's liqueur glasses. And one of them will be a classic one. One will have a little bit of mezcal in there. As you're sitting there drinking these Barbie-sized beverages.
To me, there's something very synchronous about this kind of food in that space.
It's a lovely space. It has one of the better patios in Los Angeles, you know, filled with trees and foliage and twinkling lights. And at Terrine, and even at the couple places before, it was always like sort of a magical place to sit.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about the Ponte in Beverly Grove. Well, thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you, Evan.
Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.